This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Mental Health, Telemedicine, Healthcare, and Health News channels. We're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. In a continuing series of sessions, we are once again joined by Dr. Nikki Martinez, who received her master's and her doctorate from Illinois School of Professional Psychology. She also completed her pre-doctoral and post-doctoral fellowship at Gateway Foundation in Lake Villa, Illinois. She is the head of clinical development for DrNikkiMartinez.com, where she can be reached if you are interested in individual or couples work with her. She is an adjunct professor for two graduate programs, a blogger for the Huffington Post, Everyday Power Blog, Older Dating, Success Stories, Savannah Spirit, Proud Stories, and a contributor for the Chicago Tribune. She just published her eighth book through Amazon.com. And on this episode of eHealth Radio, Dr. Martinez will discuss exploring the benefits of telemental health. Dr. Martinez, certainly a pleasure to have you with us back on eHealth Radio.
Great to be back. Thanks for having me.
You bet. So, Dr. Martinez, although we have discussed this before, remind us what telemental health is to kick things off today.
Well, it's a form of therapy. It allows me to do sessions and evaluate someone by computer or phone. So think FaceTime, Skype, that sort of modality to do it. So it's nice because people don't have to leave their homes. They can stay in the comfort of their couch, dressed as comfy as they want. They have no travel time. They don't have to cut down. They don't have to have missed appointments because their car's broke. They lost their babysitter. They don't feel well. Like, all of that is taken out of the picture because they can do it from home. It cuts down on the overhead for the therapist, and so that gets passed on to the patient a lot of the time, who, if they were going to pay out of pocket, are paying a lot more. So what we see is a lot more flexible of an option for people. And this is sort of the wave of the future. They're actually saying that inevitably, both in telemental health and telehealth with regular doctors, this is going to become the preferred mode of seeing them, which I can see the way things are going, that's probably true.
Who would you say benefits the most from telemental health?
I would say almost anyone, because all of us could benefit from things like learning coping skills, working on our depression and anxiety. Business workers who just say, I can't leave the office, but I could do it during lunch, can close their door and do a session. I have plenty of people that do that. General conditions, stress at work, people who are having issues in their personal life or want to break bad habits. You know, all of those people could really, really benefit from it. And it's a really simple way to get that help and to do it in a really comfortable way.
And on the other side of the coin, who would not be an ideal candidate for telemental health?
People who are requiring a specialist. So people who were specifically referred for neuropsychological testing, or somebody who only does eating disorders, or, I mean, not that there's not people, I specialize in that too, but not that there's not people, but making sure that the person that you're meeting with has a specialty in that, as you would with any psychologist that you saw. But also, people with a serious mental health condition or a new condition, something like schizophrenia or unmanaged bipolar disorder, people who self-harm, people who have suicidal or homicidal thoughts, minors, and then people who are court-ordered. Because a lot of the time the court will not take telemental health as what they consider a session to count towards the hours that someone has to do for court, which I always warn people because I don't want them to waste their time.
And that certainly does make sense. Today we are speaking with, once again, Dr. Nikki Martinez, psychologist and licensed clinical professional counselor and head of clinical development for DrNikkiMartinez.com here on eHealth Radio's Mental Health, Telemedicine, Healthcare, and Health News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. So, Dr. Martinez, why is this such a popular option for many clients?
Well, it's a cost saver. That's a huge one, of course, because since a therapist doing telemental health isn't paying for the overhead of an office, they can pass that savings on to sort of their fee and their hourly charge to the patient. So usually these sessions are less than if they went in and saw somebody in person. They're time savers because people don't have to travel to and from appointments. They don't have to take time off work and leave work early and or go during their lunch and be late. They can do them from the comfort of their own home, which there's something about that at first that people can be really nervous going into an office. And so when then they're in their own space that they're already comfortable in, and that can sort of take the edge off for them. There's a lot more flexibility to scheduling, and it's convenient because they, you know, they're sort of just at their place. They turn on their phone, they, boop, there's somebody on the screen, and they can talk to them. So it's great.
Now, what would you say to someone who is leery to give this modality of therapy a chance? And also, we understand you provide telemental health services, of course. How can someone reach you if they are interested in this type of treatment?
Well, usually if somebody is nervous, justifiably, I mean, people are nervous to go into a therapist in an office as well. So if somebody's sort of like, oh, I don't know, like they're a little leery about the modality, I say just try it. Just try it once, see how you feel. And if you don't like it, you can always do something else. It's like trying out any therapist. You're not going to, things aren't always the right fit. You know, while the majority of people may like me, I'm not 100% of people's right therapist, and neither is anybody. I would say, if I look back at the last year, I've had one person not like it. So usually people, once they give it a try, they're like, hey, this is pretty good. This is pretty nice. I can actually, I don't have to leave home. This is pretty comfortable. And we're still doing like an actual session. I think they worry it's going to be too casual, that we're not going to do it. And they realize, oh, this is like the real deal. It's just more comfortable for me as well. So I say, just try it. Don't worry about it. If it's not for you, it's just like going to see any other therapist. You're going to keep looking around until you find the right fit for you. So it may or may not be, but it's worth a try. If they would like to reach me, because I do telemental health primarily, and I specialize in things like health psychology, substance abuse, couples work are probably three of the big ones, so chronic illness and things like that. And they can reach me at www.drdr.com. Nikki, N-I-K-K-I, Martinez.com. So www.drnikkimartinez.com. And my Twitter is @DrNikkiMartinez. And I would love to talk with them.
Well, Dr. Martinez, we certainly appreciate what you do in the space. Always great to have you on the program. And do look forward to our next conversation right here on eHealth Radio. Have a great one.
You too. It's always great. Thank you so much.
And always our pleasure. We have been speaking with, once again, Dr. Nikki Martinez, psychologist and licensed clinical professional counselor and head of clinical development for DrNikkiMartinez.com. And once again, for contact and for more details, visit DrNikkiMartinez.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio in the Mental Health, Telemedicine, Healthcare, and Health News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.